Coach, I feel like you've been on the other side of those a lot this season. I guess, how would you describe the feeling those last seconds, seeing that going you guys' direction and, you know, snapping this little skid recently?
I'll just say this. That's a very good team we just beat. I'll rattle off some names. Ty Jerome, Scottie Pippen Jr., Brandon Clark, Zach Edey, Cedric Coward, John Morant, Omax Prosper, Jemai Masek, John Conchar. These guys are all out. And you see how the team is fighting. And I'm extremely proud. Extremely proud. Just like I was after the Laker game. Both Laker games. This team has zero quit in it. They are fighting. They represent everything that's good. They are everybody who's dressing is giving everything they have. They're fighting for each other. They never lose trust in it. They show emotion because they actually care and they fight. And I'm incredibly, incredibly happy that they finally got some type of payoff for that. Those are the feelings that I am feeling.
Sure. Late in that game, you made the decision to go with Vince Williams Jr. on De'Aaron Fox, and he helped get some stops. What went into that decision, and what did you see from him in those final positions?
Well, Vince has been a very reliable on-ball defender throughout his career, and also somebody who was really scrappy in those moments. And Jalen, unfortunately, got hit in the leg, and he was nursing it a little bit. So we made the decision to go with Vince, knowing that that the other guys also need to support him and who the ball is going to go to. So in that situation, that was one of the situations where I said it's like, guys had tremendous focus, tremendous effort in that end game to bring it home.
Chris,
Cam Spencer had gone through a little bit of a slump the last few games, and it seemed like maybe he'd been so good that defenses were sort of starting to give him more attention. He was earning more attention maybe from the opponents, and he maybe had to adjust to that a little bit. Can you maybe speak a little bit to him breaking out of the slump tonight and what you saw from him to sort of get himself back on track?
Yeah, there's always, like, he started this season off not in a big role from the other team's standpoint. I'm sure he's in the scouting report, but he's not a featured player. Then you become a featured player, and then teams start throwing different type of stuff at you and those different type of defensive combinations until something sticks, and then other teams copy that. And it's a normal process of adaptation. So first the defense adapts, and then you know, the offense has to adapt. And with him, he's one of those guys who's still building a skill set for that. He has tremendous weapons with his three-point shot. He's improved his passing out of those situations. But there are several technical and individual tactical things that he can do better, and those are the things that take time. They're not like, let's just watch it from the video and let's add something to your game. But our coaches and our video staff is doing a tremendous job also. I don't need to talk about Cam's work ethic, like how much he's devouring tape and how willing to try new things and improvements are. But with him, it's like, it's very hard to think about like bad shots. Like, I don't think bad shots exist for him. So even like you say, he's in a slump. Like, I would say he always takes good shots. He just hasn't made them. And hope he takes even more in the future.
Tomas Becker, how much of a confidence morale booster is this for the team, especially going into tomorrow? And how do you guys keep this momentum and level of play going into tomorrow?
Oh, it's hard to say. I think it's always good to get some type of confirmation for the hard work that the guys are putting in. That's always great, and especially come in a game where we did a tremendous job executing the game plan besides the very start of the game. But we were very disciplined, and especially after the half. Great job defensively, and that obviously gives a lot of confidence, not just to the players, but also the coaching staff, that we can really get this done. And even if we put in at a very short notice some different type of wrinkles, and I think we're at that stage of the season where that's very important, that you can also throw, you know, you have a change up also.
Does Jock Landale seem more comfortable to you than maybe he did 2 months ago, and how have you seen him develop as the season's kind of gone along?
He's certainly more emotional. giving me bad looks every time I sub him out. So he's certainly feeling more confidence in our relationship. I would say he's been a steadying force, like really steadying force. And I think he enjoys the little bit different role that he's had with us compared to his previous NBA stints. And I'm not just talking about the minutes he's playing, but also his role defensively, where he gets to use his vast library that he's earned through, you know, different playing at different continents, and offensively being more of a hub who also facilitates and stretches the floor. I think that's something that he's been ready for, he's been preparing, and that has now met a good opportunity. And I think he's very comfortable in his own skin, and he's one of those guys also that he every day he believes we're going to win and that we need to win. And you need that type of guys, and love his mentality.
So tonight, 50% of your shots came from three. Was that a byproduct of the rim deterrence that Wembanyama and Cornette provided? And how did you see maybe the high volume of threes kind of open some things up in the second half?
I kind of see it the opposite way. I thought in the beginning of the game, I think there was that's what I meant with the game plan execution. I think there was a slight misunderstanding about what that means of jacking shots up with 15 seconds on the shot clock against the hand. That was not the idea. I thought we did a better job in the second half, where I think it evened up a lot. I think we started like very heavy three-point doughs, which is not bad. I mean, they have the best rim protector in the world underneath the basket, but I just thought we did a much better job in the second half, driving, drawing attention, and then making those plays instead of playing what the Europeans call team handball, which has different set of rules where you just move it around the arc like this. So you are actually allowed to go in there, and we did that better.
Thanks.
Thank you.